Georgia and Alabama play in 6 days for the national title. Two SEC teams and most of the nation is writhing around in agony because of it. SEC fatigue is real, and I get it. You're sick of the narrative. The SEC is the best league in football, blah, blah, blah. Forget that. This season, the SEC wasn't that good. Of the 14 teams to play in the league, I'd say maybe five or six would finish in the top half of the other Power Five leagues. The league, not great, but Georgia and Alabama are. And they may be in the league, but they are not the league. So don't hate the matchup because you're sick of the SEC. And if somebody says to you that the SEC is hands down football's best conference, you don't have to believe it. But they did give us the nation's two best teams. You do have to believe that. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
I'm John Shriffin with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Black Monday lived up to its name. Head coaches Jim Caldwell fired by the Lions and John Fox fired by the Bears, while Bruce Arians resigned in Arizona. Longtime Packers general manager Ted Thompson will also be reassigned by the team. Marvin Lewis is still the Bengals head coach and said Monday there's no timetable on when an announcement will be made on his future in Cincinnati. So who are the hot candidates for the now six open head coaching positions? Panthers defensive coordinator Steve Wilks has been contacted by five of those teams. Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is drawing interest from the Bears, Colts, and Giants, while the Vikings offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur has been contacted by the Bears, Lions, and Cardinals. Bills head coach Sean McDermott says running back LeSean McCoy, who was carted off with an ankle injury last Sunday, has a chance to play in this Sunday's playoff game in Jacksonville. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
507, welcome back in. Welcome to our number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer, Kyle Mann. I'm Todd Bromelkamp, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight here on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. It is Tuesday, not Monday. We need to keep reminding ourselves of that here. A reminder, we've got tickets all week for you to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. They're going to be in action this weekend at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It is Star Wars night, Saturday night, and we'll have a pair of tickets for that Saturday night contest sometime between now and 7 o'clock to put in your hands. The latest from the world of the NFL with regard to the Chicago Bears' search for a new head coach. It seems things continue to center around Patriots offensive coordinator and former Denver Broncos coach Josh McDaniels. Ben Volen, who covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe, says that the Bears and the Giants appear to be the front runners for McDaniel Services. We'll talk more about the NFL, including what I can only describe as a head-scratching move by one NFL franchise in not firing its head coach. That's coming up later on in the program today, hour number three, right around the corner. Right now, let's go to John Bonenkamp of the Burlington Hawkeye. He's joining us at Carver Hawkeye Arena as the Hawkeyes getting ready to re-tip off Big Ten play tonight. They've been in an 0-2 hole for the last month, but Big Ten play starts again in earnest tonight as the Michigan Wolverines come to town. And John, what do the Hawkeyes need to do in order to put that first win in the W column tonight?
Just keep playing the way they've been playing. I mean, that game on the other night against Northern Illinois was a clinic in ball movement, getting the ball to the guys that were open, and few turnovers. So tonight, that's the way they've got to play. They've got to play smart basketball. They can't turn the ball over a lot because this is a step up in competition from what they've seen here the last couple of weeks. They're going to have to play well and just kind of keep doing the things they've been doing.
John, we talked about expectations before the season, and I don't think that there's any doubt that for anybody who follows this team, they've changed now as we start Big Ten play. What is a reasonable expectation for this team? We know they're two games in, but with the final 16 games of this Big Ten slate?
I think they can get to, maybe 10 wins in the league. I mean, just the way they've been playing, if everything goes right. But they're a couple injuries away. I mean, if they would lose Jordan Bohannon, what do they do at point guard? If they would, someone happened to Tyler Cook, what happens? I mean, so right now the margin of error is very thin with this team. And, for them to have a chance to get to 10 wins and maybe even 11 in the Big Ten, they just have to stay healthy, play smart basketball. And right now you can see them kind of growing, kind of finding identity that they didn't have when they played the first two Big Ten games.
We got a sneak peek of that new guard rotation last week against Northern Illinois, but what do things look like with Connor McCaffrey sidelined for the Hawkeyes?
Well, I mean, it's Macy Daly is probably going to step in and be the backup point guard, but he can play different positions. He can play the 1, 2, or 3. So he's going to see a lot of minutes. The way he's been playing right now, he's earned those minutes. And, and that's something Fran McCaffrey said the other day. Even if Connor wasn't hurt, Macy was going to play a lot more. So, now his role becomes more critical because he is, right now, their backup point guard, basically. So, I think that's where the rotation goes. Brady Ellington's going to have to pick up some minutes, but he's also going to be productive in those minutes, too, if he wants to keep playing.
How big of a change in your expectations or how you view this team, how big does it change based on Connor McCaffrey's status? I know that there's been no official word on him, but looks like he might be shut down. How much does it change if he's out for the rest of the year?
Well, I mean, I just think that, that when he was in, they moved the ball really well. And they were able, and you could see that there was something to this kid that he could give them, some help as they got into Big Ten play. With him out now, it's going to really, like I said, go back to Macy Daly, what I said earlier. He's going to have to play well, and he's going to have to consistently play well for this team to have some success because they can't keep going with Jordan Bohannon for, 35, 36 minutes every Big Ten game. That's going to wear a guy out by the end of the year. So you've got to find some minutes for him and, where you can save him a little bit. So I think with him out, it's just really kind of changed things because I really kind of liked the way he played. Even though he wasn't feeling well and was out of shape, he still did some good things.
John Bonenkamp for the Burlington Hawkeye joining us talking Hawkeye hoops as they get ready to take on Michigan at Carver Hawkeye Arena tonight. Tip-off set for a little bit after 6 o'clock. Jason Benetti, the play-by-play voice of the Chicago White Sox, on the TV call tonight. Michigan comes in to Carver Hawkeye averaging 60.7 points a game allowed to opponents. Iowa, as we know, likes to run it and try to put up some points. So what gives tonight?
I think Iowa has to control the tempo tonight because, Michigan is such a good defensive team. And, if you're going to play at their pace, you're going to have a hard time tonight. So I think Iowa really has to kind of push things tonight, try to get in the open court. Don't let them get set up in their defense because it's so good. You know, so Iowa's going to do its best tonight to run and get some layups and kind of make that defense work a little bit, because if you let them, you know, kind of control the game, they're going to take over.
What gives with this Big Ten schedule? Because Iowa faces Michigan tonight, then they take on Ohio State and Maryland and Illinois. I think a lot of people have a good idea how good Michigan State is, and to an certain extent, people think that Purdue is pretty good as well. But after that, there's a whole lot of unknowns and seems like a whole lot of mediocrity.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very balanced. And, you know, and you're right. It's the teams that just haven't, I don't want to say haven't played well, but they haven't played well consistently. So if you want to get into that 3-4 spot at 3-4-5-6 and have a chance to be NCAA tournament, those are going to be the teams that play consistent basketball here January through early March. So to me, that's the key for Iowa. Is you can see they're kind of growing, kind of picking things up, but it's just a matter of every game playing the same way and not making mistakes. So, I mean, there's opportunities for a lot of teams to get into that 3-4-5 spot, and Iowa certainly has a chance to do it, but they have to play well every night, there's no doubt.
Michigan hasn't beaten the Hawkeyes since 2014, John. Is there a common denominator in all of those Iowa victories? Is there something that you can put your finger on that's led Fran McCaffrey and the Hawks to have so much success against John Beilein and the Wolverines?
Not really, but I do think that again, in a lot of those games, they were able to control the tempo and do some of the things. Plus, some of those Iowa teams that were able to win against them were a lot more experienced. You had guys that knew how to play again in big games, knew how to play on the road, that sort of thing. So tonight's going to be a little different. I think this is an experienced Michigan team that's had a couple of really good wins here in the last couple of weeks. So this is a really good challenge for Iowa. And in my mind, it's a must-win game. You don't want to go 0-3 in the Big Ten, especially to lose a home game. So that's why I think this game tonight and Thursday night's game are extremely critical for the rest of the season for Iowa.
John, what have you made of Luka Garza's stretch of play recently? I think the glass half full people would say, man, he's been outstanding. He had 25 points the other night. The glass half empty people would say he does well against the lesser competition, and then against the major teams, like Colorado the other night where he had 2 points, he struggles. What gives with his play so far, and what do you think about his prospects heading into the Big Ten stretch?
He seemed a lot more confident the other night, and he brought that up in the post game. You know, a lot of these games where they've been big games, he's like, I psyched myself out. And he said, you know, he's just kind of learned to relax and just kind of do the things that he's capable of doing. And if he can do that in Big Ten play, he becomes an X factor for the team, I think. So, again, this is one of the things you're going to see tonight and Thursday. See how he responds against these teams, because if he can have a couple of good games, that just adds to the confidence as you get ready to head into the rest of the schedule.
John, is Herky in the house yet at Carver Hawkeye?
Not yet, but it is his 70th season, so it will get quite loud in here when that happens.
I know it's early, it's still about 45 minutes before tip-off tonight, but what's the attendance look like?
It's filling in. You know, I think this is going to be one of those days, probably a late-arriving crowd just because of everything, but, you know, I think this is supposed to be a big crowd, and they need that. They need the energy for this crowd if they want to have a chance tonight, because as bad as the weather was the other night, they have a decent crowd, and I think they really need that now as we get into Big Ten play.
Now, John, before we part ways with you tonight, coming up at 6 o'clock, I've got a list of New Year's resolutions from some people who have been on the program with us before or teams that we cover here, but I don't have a resolution from you, so I want to know what your New Year's resolution was for 2018.
Well, that's a good question. I think I resolved just to keep doing what I'm doing and keep determining what is gritty. That's my job. But, you know, my resolution is just keep doing what I do, and hopefully it's a better year for me, because the last couple of years have been a lot of fun.
All right. I have a prediction tonight. I believe that the Franderloin will be under number one. So if you can.
Okay. I'm going to say number three.
Okay.
That's just me.
You pay attention and let me know whether or not I'm right here, and maybe we're on to something.
It is part of my job.
A recurring bit here on the program. 518, we appreciate it, John, as always. Great stuff.
All right, have a good one. Talk to you later.
John Bonenkamp, the sports editor of the Burlington Hawkeye. You can read his stuff online at thehawkeye.com, joining us here on a Tuesday edition of the program. We mentioned those Rough Riders tickets. They are taking on the Youngstown Phantoms Friday and Saturday night. These tickets that we're going to be giving away before 6 o'clock tonight are for Saturday night. It is Star Wars night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena as the Riders take on Youngstown. You can get the full schedule for the remaining games for the Rough Riders at RiderTownUSA.com. Again, if you want to go see the Riders this weekend, taking on Youngstown on Star Wars night, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets before 6 o'clock tonight as well. This is an interesting contrast of styles between Michigan and Iowa tonight. I think the Hawkeyes, I saw earlier today, about a 2.5 to 3 point underdog at home against the Wolverines. It's so tough to tell with this Iowa team. I know they've played very well over the last five games, but who have they played over those last five games? That's what I keep coming back to tonight. So I offer you no predictions, no insight going into tonight's game. I want to see what they can do against another Big Ten opponent, one that has a pulse. They're 0-2 in Big Ten play. They need to avoid, in my opinion, getting to 0-3, and they need to do so with a win tonight. Can they do it? Easier said than done.
I'm glad I don't have to make a prediction on this, because my predictions before I went on my vacation didn't turn out so well. I think I told everybody to bet the over in the Liberty Bowl. That didn't work out so well. But
yeah,
I go back to Iowa State and how we were ready to say that was a team that was ready to compete in the Big 12 during the basketball season, and they have not gotten off to a very good start. Yes, they had won 9 in a row, but it's the same question facing this Iowa team as they continue their Big Ten schedule. Who have they played? Can they do it against a Big Ten team? There's no doubt about it. If they want to climb back into this race, if they want to have any kind of hope at the NCAA tournament, or even the NIT for that matter, they're going to have to win games like this game against Michigan at home. They're going to have to beat Ohio State at home, Purdue or Wisconsin. I'm not saying they have to go undefeated at Carver Hawkeye Arena, but the winnable games at home, they're going to have to win if they want to climb back into this thing, and that starts tonight against Michigan.
We have a tongue-in-cheek poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com. Could it be any colder outside?
No.
Yes or no? No is prevailing, I believe, the last time that I checked. Technically, it could be colder, but I think most people would say no. It can't be any colder. Maybe it's because they're wishful thinking and they don't want it to be any colder. Emil's Hideaway is a great place to warm up, however. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. If you couldn't tell already, I am a little bit under the weather today to start off the new year. And it was either stay home or come into work and do the show at less than 100%. And I don't want to stay home and be around my son, who's susceptible to getting sick still. So here I am, trying to power through and doing the best that I can. It's just a little bit of a head cold, nothing major, but I can't imagine how I could possibly come down with some sort of illness after sitting in an open-air press box covering a football game a week ago, and then leaving Yankee Stadium and using New York public transportation to get to the airport. God only knows what type of germs I came into contact with on the New York City subway system. But here I sit, a little under the weather, but we'll get you to 7 o'clock tonight. That's my promise to you. Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we do have those New Year's resolutions for some very prominent people in Eastern Iowa on the sports scene. Brian Ferentz, what's his New Year's resolution? Well, I've got it for you. I'm going to share it with you. Also, the latest on what it's become known as Black Monday in NFL circles. That would be yesterday, the day that many coaches find out that they're losing their jobs. Although with Monday being New Year's this year, it put a damper into the plans of a lot of teams that were set to make changes. They either announced it prior to the New Year's or news came out today. One team, however, is not making a change at coach. And they actually gave their head coach a 2-year extension. It makes no sense to me. I'll tell you who that team is when we return after this. 5:24, more of the Todd Brolecamp Show, and your chance to win tickets to the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders home game Saturday night against Youngstown on the way after this.
Because we have so many clients referring us to their friends, I think that's our biggest, best story. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. I really think it's about us building that relationship and being an extension of their business. And even if I am just talking on the phone to them, you can see that smile on their face and know that another problem is solved.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back in. 5:24, coming up on the halfway point of a Tuesday edition of the program. Tomorrow, we're going to catch up with Adam Rittenberg from ESPN.com. Lots of college football news to talk about, including next week's national championship game between Alabama and Georgia. Kirby Smart going up against Nick Saban. Former Nick Saban acolytes, 0-11 in going head-to-head with Nick Saban. Kirby Smart looking to make that 1-11 with his Georgia Bulldogs, who look pretty darn good in the Rose Bowl. They come from behind victory over Oklahoma the other day. From the world of college football to the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals have given Marvin Lewis a 2-year contract extension. Is Marvin Lewis the new Jeff Fisher?
I do think that Marvin Lewis is a better coach than Jeff Fisher.
He's
Rasputin. But I understand your point. He has more than 9 lives.
He's Rasputin. You can't kill this man as head coach of the Bengals. He's not going anywhere. I thought for sure that they were going to make a change. That does, however, alter the landscape of the teams that are looking for new head coaches. Cincinnati was widely expected to be a vacancy. So was Denver, and there were reports that the Broncos were going to part ways with Vance Joseph after just one season, and now John Elway has reversed course and saying, no, he's our guy, we're sticking with him. So that, you've got the somewhat surprising announcement of the retirement of Bruce Arians in Phoenix, and that opens up the Cardinals' job. Could be an interesting opening. You got the Giants. The Bears, John Fox is out, but Ryan Pace gets a 4-year contract extension. We'll talk a little bit about the NFL and the vacancies and what that means for the league coming up in hour number 3. Right now, let's send it over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa freshman Luca Garza was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week for his performance in Iowa's 98-75 victory over Northern Illinois last week. He led with 25.7 rebounds and 5 blocks in just 16 minutes of action, and was even a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor, including 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. This is Garza's second time winning the award, and he'll try to continue his strong play tonight as the Hawkeyes open Big Ten play hosting Michigan with tip-off set for 6:01. The Iowa women pulled off an upset over then 21st-ranked Michigan, 82-72 on New Year's Eve. Megan Gustafson led with 27 points and 11 rebounds for her 14th double-double of the season, along with 6 blocks, which brings me to my next award. She was named the Big Ten Player of the Week once again. That makes 5 times in 8 weeks, and she's got the Hawkeyes ranked 18th this week and off to their best start since the 95-96 season. Iowa State had won 9 in a row as it began conference play last week, but after losing its opener to Kansas State, it lost again last night to Mo Bamba and the Texas Longhorns in overtime, 74-70. Lindell Wigginton scored 23 points in the Kansas State loss, but was held to just 4 points last night as the Cyclones fall to 9-4 and 0-2 in the Big 12. I've got to give a shout-out to Iowa Wrestling after it claimed a team title at the Midlands Championships and crowned 5 individual champions. Those include Brandon Sorensen, Michael Kemmerer, Alex Marinelli, Cash Wilkie, and Sam Stoll. Tonight after the show, we'll have the Cyclone Call-In Show on 1600 AM, the historic main gym, and on our FM frequencies, we'll have ESPN programming.
So Central Florida beats Auburn. Auburn has victories over both of the teams from its conference that are going to be playing next week for the national championship. What does any of this and all of this mean for the college football playoffs? Well, we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit if you stick around with us after the bottom of the hour, because it is more fascinating fuel for the discussion of whether or not the college football playoffs should be expanded. And we've seen changes come about to the BCS system because of something similar with Boise State crashing the party. And now is this perhaps Central Florida crashing the college football playoff party? Not necessarily literally. They were left on the outside looking in, but Central Florida's performance against Auburn over the weekend opening up more conversations about the future of the college football playoff system. We'll take your phone calls and texts on the matter. 319-366-1600 plus coming up in the next 30 minutes. We'll put some Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tickets in your hands as well. Riders getting ready to take on the Youngstown Phantoms at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena Saturday night. It'll be Star Wars night. All that to come in the next 30 minutes back after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 14 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Carver Hawkeye Arena, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Two breaking news stories from the NFL. The Bengals signed coach Marvin Lewis to a two-year extension through the 2019 season. Cardinals QB Carson Palmer announced his retirement after 15 NFL seasons, leaves the game ranked 12th all-time in passing yards and touchdowns. So with Arizona losing both Palmer and coach Bruce Arians, where does that leave receiver Larry Fitzgerald? ESPN's Adam Schefter weighs in.
He has a chance to become second all-time receiver in NFL in catches. And again, I think the situation with Larry Fitzgerald is the plan, even with Bruce Arians and Carson Palmer leaving the desert this year, is for Larry Fitzgerald to play another year. I think that's the situation.
The offseason shakeup in Green Bay will not include its head coach. ESPN's Rob Domofsky reporting the Packers gave Mike McCarthy an extension through the 2019 season. NBA big night in Cleveland tonight as Isaiah Thomas will make his Cavaliers debut against the Trailblazers. Thomas, rehabbing a hip injury, will come off the bench and be on a minute restriction. Portland guard Damian Lillard, out the last five games with a hamstring injury, makes his return tonight.
Hey, it's the Gotch. Join us Wednesday. It is a big Wednesday on the Levitard Show. Chris Sims will join us. He'll reveal to us his 54th best quarterback in the NFL. That's Wednesday in the Dan Levitard Show with me, Stigatz, at ESPN Radio.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We've done it, America. Introducing Barbasol Razors. The American original for shaving cream now has premium disposable razors. Nothing beats the close, comfortable shave you get with Barbasol. All you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at Walgreens.
AutoZone presents Bumps in the Road. Worn shocks and struts can turn simple bumps into a dangerous problem. And if your car nosedives when you stop, you might need new shocks or struts. And right now, when you buy one Gabriel Ultra Strut, you get the second for half price. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Discounted product must be of equal or lesser value. Sales tax not included. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Introducing McDonald's new $1-$3 menu with favorites for $1, $2, or $3. Like the McChicken, the Bacon McDouble, the Happy Meal, and...
A weekend getaway with the husband and kids?
No. But the $1-$3 menu could help you save for one.
Especially if we leave the kids at home.
With Grandma, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Build whatever meal you want with favorites on McDonald's new $1-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Get organized inside and out at the Store More, Save More event going on right now at the Home Depot. It's easy to declutter with Sterilite 64-quart latching totes. They're a special buy at just $6.48 each. They have a new space-saving shape, and they're clear, so you can see exactly what you've stored. Storage needs come in all shapes and sizes, so do storage solutions at the Store More, Save More event, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in store and online while supplies last.
5:35, welcome back to the halfway point of the Todd Brolenkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Make sure you're stopping by KGYMradio.com, checking out our poll question. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway today. Could it be any colder outside? That's the poll question. Yes or no? It's said sort of tongue-in-cheek, and if you spend any amount of time outside today, your tongue may actually freeze to the side of your cheek. It is extremely cold outside, but things could always be worse. That, at least that's what people keep telling me. And I look, would you rather do extreme heat or extreme cold? I think I would rather do extreme heat.
Than this? Like, not even a question for me. My opinion on this very clear, but for you, I know you said in the past you like the cold better, but when it comes to this,
I'm rethinking that after the last 48 hours.
I stepped outside this morning, and it's interesting. Earlier, you said that it's so cold that it takes your breath away. I was actually coughing. I could not catch my breath because it was so cold this morning.
My wife and I went out on New Year's Eve. We had a very nice dinner here locally at a non-chain establishment, and then went out and took in a movie. We had a sitter for our son, and we so very seldom get an opportunity to go out and do anything for ourselves. We took advantage of it, and so we went out to dinner and then caught a movie and were able to get home in time well before midnight and get off the road with the idiots out there, the stupid people enough to drive on New Year's after going out and partying. I hope everybody heeded my advice last Friday and took a cab or an Uber. Hopefully you made it home safely. But we left the movie theater, and it was, I think, negative 14 by the time we got into the vehicle to get home. And by the time we got home, it was like negative 16. It was just, it was take your breath away cold. And hopefully, I think we're due to warm up a little. Even a 10-degree swing at this point, I think, is going to feel tropical. This makes last week, I was at a gas station earlier today filling up, and I happened to be wearing, because I left my earmuffs at home, I happened to be wearing the Pinstripe Bowl stocking cap, which was part of the media gift this year. And the guy behind the counter asked me if I went to the Pinstripe Bowl. And I said, yeah, I was out there for it. And he said, well, what'd you think? And I said, well, it was, I think it was cold, or I thought it was cold until I got back here. And I would trade the temperatures in New York City last week over this crap any day of the week. This is just, I can't take much more of this. We'll try to warm you up, though, the best we can here with some spirited discussion over the next 90 minutes. How about that? 319-366-1600. Let's talk a little bit about what happened over the weekend, and in particular last night with the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl and the All-SEC National Championship matchup that we're going to be subjected to, which I guess lends credence to Booger McFarland and the cretins at ESPN who want to continue to shove the SEC narrative down everybody's throat. I saw Scott Docterman from the Land of Ten arguing on Twitter with Booger McFarland the other day, and all I could think of was, I hope my life never sinks to the point where I'm arguing with somebody named Booger on Twitter. That's not the way that I would want to start 2018, or the way that I would want to start any new year, arguing with somebody named Booger on Twitter. Well,
even worse, somebody that embraces the name Booger when it's not his real name. Someone that voluntarily wants to be called Booger.
We had a buddy in high school. We nicknamed him Booger. That was,
and he just embraced it?
Well, sort of. And he's a member of law enforcement now, and so every once in a while when I'm back home in Clinton County, I just cross my fingers and hope that he doesn't wind up pulling me over, because you never know how that would play out. But we're going to get Alabama and Georgia next week in the national championship game. Alabama and Georgia lost to Auburn. Auburn lost to Central Florida in the Peach Bowl 34-27. Central Florida is undefeated. Is this more fuel to the fire that the college football playoff system is just another flawed system that we have in place, that this doesn't actually determine a true national champion? What this does is it's a system put in place to give us the best matchups to get us a championship football game. Does that make sense? That the system in place right now isn't going to solve the question of who is the best team in college football. The system is put in place so that this group of people that gets together the back half of every season and comes out with these rankings on Tuesdays, they're trying to give college football two great matchups and hopefully a third in a championship game. Because otherwise, you've got a lot of people out there that look and say, Central Florida, any undefeated team deserves the opportunity to be part of that playoff.
I disagree with that sentiment right there. I don't think that any undefeated team deserves to be in the playoff. I don't think that Western Michigan last year deserved to be in the playoff. What I do think this brings into question is how much the committee members on the college football playoff are actually paying attention. Because I give them credit, as I said in hour number one, for putting Alabama ahead of Ohio State when that was not one of the more popular things to do, because Alabama deserved to get in. They had one loss on the road in a nail biter against Auburn. That should not disqualify you. If you are the best team, that should not disqualify you from getting in the playoff over a team in Ohio State that lost two games, including one here in Iowa City by over 30 points. So I gave them credit for that. When it comes to UCF, I think that at least they needed to get a more realistic look than they did. The fact that they were ranked number 12 is a joke. I don't think that they probably should have gotten in this year. I think that the teams that they put in were the teams that deserve to get in, but the fact that three lost Power 5 teams were ahead of UCF is a joke. And I had been saying this for the past 2 months. What it proved to me was that the committee did not watch UCF play. Because you can look at their schedule and say, okay, well, they haven't played the toughest schedule. And I get that. A lot of times, that is the criteria that's being used. Who did you play? Who did you beat? But if you just watched them, if you just gave a second and looked at how well-rounded of a team they are, and if you know anything about football, you would have probably came to the conclusion they were one of the top eight teams in the country. And they had to scratch and claw and fight and beat South Florida and then beat Memphis for a second time to even get into the top 12. That, I thought, was a joke. I'm not saying they should have gotten in. What I'm saying is they should have gotten a better shot than they did.
Let's head to the phone lines, 319-366-1600. Daryl and Marion is going to be our first caller of the segment. Daryl, what are your thoughts?
Well, everybody complained about the BCS, you know, how it was this and it was that, and now we got rid of it. What would the BCS say this year? You know, it would have been interesting, which I don't think you'd ever see the comparison because people would complain about it, but it'd be neat to see, you know, put all these teams in and see what spits it out. Yeah. I think it'd be neat, but...
Appreciate the phone call, Daryl. Alex, I think you and I would agree the system that we have in place right now is better than the BCS. But by how much? Is this a marginal improvement over the BCS? The BCS gave us one game. The Yes. college football playoff gives us three games. And in theory, the survivors of the first two games then meet in the final game and determine the champion. Now, the question is, should you be in the picture if you're not a conference champion? And it's funny because a lot of the people that have for years championed that fact with regard to the SEC were silent in watching Ohio State win rather impressively in its bowl game in making a statement against USC that, hey, we were the Big Ten champion. We got left out. We should have had a seat at the table. You didn't hear any of those people that for years had been saying the same thing about SEC teams that were the conference champion getting left out. They weren't rushing to Ohio State's defense over the weekend. It's funny how the narrative changes depending on where your perspective lies. But I think another great example of a flaw in the system here. How can you be a conference champion and get left out, be on the outside looking in when you're looking at teams that didn't even win their conference getting a spot in the top four? Ohio State made its case with its play. Now, again, the detractors can look and say, don't get beat down by the Hawkeyes in Iowa City. Don't lose to a team that winds up in the Pinstripe Bowl. And don't lose to that team by 30-plus points. And then maybe you'll be in the top four. I get it both ways. It just frustrates me as somebody who grew up and has always had an affinity for Big Ten football, watching the conference champion relegated to also-ran status this year.
Well, last year it happened, too, with a Big Ten team. Penn State won the conference. Ohio State got in the playoff. I come down on the other side of this argument because I think that it makes college football, what makes college football so great is, yes, every week matters, but we don't factor in these arbitrary divisions or conferences in making our decisions. What do we factor in? We factor in who's the best team. And I think that the college football playoff has at least added two more teams to the scene and given us more of an idea that, yes, the top four teams, the best team in the country will have a chance to win the national championship. So I kind of like the fact that you can look at a team and say, Alabama. Okay, well, you didn't win your conference. You lost one game during the regular season, and you're going to get in. Whereas other sports, in Major League Baseball, in the NFL. If you don't win your division, even though you're one of the better teams in the league, you might get left out of the playoffs. Or in Major League Baseball, you might have to play in the wild card game, whereas a team with less wins than you doesn't. So I kind of like that about college football. And when Alabama was announced, I thought they're one of the best teams in the country, and I think that they proved that. Ohio State, I just wonder if you add eight teams, that means that USC probably gets into the playoff. That means that Auburn probably gets into the playoff. Do you want to see two and maybe three lost teams getting a chance to win a national championship? Maybe the answer is yes, but I don't think that that solves much of the problem at that point. I mean, you look at college basketball. They have 68 teams now in the tournament, and we're still complaining about who gets in and who doesn't. So, 8 teams, 16 teams, 64 teams, we're still going to have the same argument.
319-366-1600. We had Ray in North Liberty, and then we lost him. Ray, give us a call back, 366-1600. Coming up before the top of the hour, your chance to win tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. They're going to be in action at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena, taking on the Youngstown Phantoms Friday and Saturday. Saturday night, it's Star Wars night. Star Wars was not the movie that my wife and I went to see on New Year's Eve, but there was quite the line of folks to see Star Wars.
Was there anybody tailgating in the sub-zero temperatures?
No.
Okay, good.
Thankfully.
Good.
May have been somebody frozen in place in the parking lot, but no, nobody was tailgating. Do people tailgate before the movies?
At least at premieres, I've seen it happen.
What was the tailgating scene like at the Liberty Bowl?
Outstanding.
Outstanding.
And about 12 hours before the game started, my dad got an email from the Memphis Athletic Department saying that they just came across about 23 parking passes on Tiger Lane, which is about 12 steps from...
They fall off the back of a truck somewhere?
No,
nobody... too good to be true, right?
Yeah, nobody wanted to pay $250 for them, so they just gave them back to the school. Just so happened that we were already about two blocks away from the ticket office, so we came across a couple of those just steps from the stadium, and it was great. Iowa State fans, Memphis fans, they all showed up in the freezing temperatures, and even some of our friends here at KGYM came to the Coon tailgate.
Now, did you have anybody, any listeners that sought you out, that found you?
I did not.
That weren't directly associated with the... Okay.
But one person listened to the Cyclone Fanatic podcast with Chris, and
okay,
when I was chatting with them, they were like, oh, wait, are you Alex? Once I said that I was from Iowa but had a brother on the team.
Okay, but, and so for those listeners who are unaware, Alex did a podcast with our pal Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com, who also happens to be on KXNO radio in Des Moines, prior to the game, in which he served as the state of Iowa's resident Memphis football expert. And so that podcast led to more notoriety for you than your daily role here at KGYM, is what you're telling me. That one appearance on a podcast at CycloneFanatic.com launched you to more fame
with
than
the
you've
Iowa
ever
State
enjoyed
fans.
Here.
No, just with the Iowa State fans.
Okay. Okay. So there's a... Okay. I get that caveat then. I'll give you that. 5:52. We'll step aside. Coming up in just a few minutes, I have an exclusive list of New Year's resolutions that have been provided to me by either friends of the station, guys that you hear on the air, guests that are on the air, or programs and coaches that we cover. They were gracious enough to share their New Year's resolutions with me, and I am going to betray their confidences and share those resolutions with you coming up in the third and final hour of the program tonight. Step aside, take a quick break. All three frequencies with you till 7 o'clock, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. Back with more after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
H-E-L-P. Help. It's not a four-letter word. It's something to be proud of. After all, everyone needs support now and then. That's why the Iowa Department of Public Health created YourLifeIowa.org, so you have access to information and treatment for alcohol, drug and gambling problems, suicidal thoughts, and more. From experts dedicated to the health of all Iowans. We're your everyday life support. Visit YourLifeIowa.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
We've done it, America. Introducing Barbasol Razors. The American original for shaving cream now has premium disposable razors. Nothing beats the close, comfortable shave you get with Barbasol. All you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol.
Find new Barbasol razors now at Walgreens.
Welcome back in. Iowa and Michigan set to tip off in about 5 minutes from a relatively, let's put it this way, it's not exactly cramped conditions at Carver-Hawkeye Arena tonight. If you're a ticket holder for that game, you might be able to spread out and enjoy your surroundings as the Hawkeyes take on the Wolverines. Three other Big Ten games on tap tonight. Indiana is taking on Wisconsin. That's on ESPN. Maryland and Penn State, a BTN contest tonight, tipping off shortly. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, Nebraska is at Northwestern. The Hawkeye basketball game, by the way, for those of you asking on the Hertine and Stocker text line, ESPN2, the broadcast tonight. Let's send things over to Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Iowa freshman Luca Garza was named the Big Ten Freshman of the Week for his performance in Iowa's 98-75 victory over Northern Illinois last week. He led with 25.7 rebounds and 5 blocks in just 16 minutes of action and was even a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor, including 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. This is Garza's second time winning the award, and he'll try to continue his strong play tonight as the Hawkeyes open Big Ten play hosting Michigan, and as Todd said, that's set to tip off in just a matter of minutes. The Iowa women pulled off an upset over then 21st-ranked Michigan 82-72 on New Year's Eve. Megan Gustafson led with 27 points and 11 rebounds for her 14th double-double on the season, along with 6 blocks. And that brings me to my next accolade. She was named the Big Ten Player of the Week once again. That makes 5 times in just 8 weeks, and she's got the Hawkeyes ranked 18th this week and off to their best start since the 1995-96 season. Iowa State had won 9 in a row as it began conference play last week, but after losing its opener to Kansas State, it lost again last night to Mo Bamba and the Texas Longhorns in overtime 74-70. Lindell Wigginton scored 23 in the Kansas State loss, but was held to just 4 points last night as the Cyclones fall to 9-4 and 0-2 in the Big 12. I've got to give a shout-out to Iowa Wrestling after it claimed a team title at the Midlands Championships and crowned 5 individual champions. Those are Brandon Sorensen, Michael Kemmerer, Alex Marinelli, Cash Wilkie, and Sam Stoll.
All right, coming up in hour number 3, New Year's resolutions. I can't promise you.
I just formulated mine in the last 20 minutes.
Well, but it's January 2nd. If you haven't made, is it too late to make a New Year's resolution? 319-366-1600. You know what? I resolved to give away some Rough Riders tickets before 6 o'clock tonight, and if I don't do that right now, then I'm not going to follow through on my promise. So caller number 6, 319-366-1600. We got a pair of tickets to Saturday night's game between the Riders and the Youngstown Phantoms. It's Star Wars night at the stable. The tickets are yours if you're caller number 6, 319 866-1600. Back with hour number three after this.